Well, God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to another fellowship. And we're the 12th of April, Thursday 2018, and we've got a lovely fellowship here tonight, and people desiring and hungry for the word. We have Kim Hiley on from St. Helens on Skype join us, Jason, Becky Jancy, myself and Kim, and tonight we got a wonderful teacher of the word of God, my wonderful, beautiful wife, Kim Tor. And she's really been itching to teach for a long time, but because she's been getting up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to do a job, and she doesn't sleep so great at the night, wakes up, she's been tired a lot, but now she's hungry and ready to share God's word. So I'm going to pass it over to Kim, and enjoy the word of God. So God bless you.
God bless you in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, and I want to thank God and Lawrence for this great opportunity to share the word with you. Lawrence asked me back last week if I would like to do a teaching, and I haven't taught for quite a few months now, and I sort of kept praying to God about a title for my teaching and what would he like me to share. And as most of you know, when I share, I have to share on what I'm living, things that are going on in my life, and yet the last sort of week my life's been great. So I'm thinking, well, what can I teach, what can I share? You know, I can teach about great things, about the way Jesus Christ walked and how he delivered and healed people. And then Monday I got up and I prayed and I went off to work, and as I'm driving to work, this whole thought, let not your heart be troubled, came to mind straight away. So I'm thinking on that for the rest of the day as I'm out delivering. I actually deliver prescriptions to elderly people that can't leave their homes, and it's a very rewarding job. I've got to meet loads of lovely old ladies, and there's one gentleman that reminds me of my dad, and I actually delivered to him on Monday, and he was talking to me and he said, now listen here my girl, you be careful on those roads. And as he said it, it was just as if it wasn't my dad's face, but it was as if it was my dad talking to me. And I get back in the van and God reminds me, let not your heart be troubled, because I felt quite overwhelmed. I was feeling quite tearful, and I thought, okay, I'll teach on that. Anyway, I get up this morning, 4 o'clock, and I'm wide awake, and I make a coffee, I go downstairs, get myself organised, get me lunch ready, and I thought, I'll just check my bank. And I checked my bank, and this lump sum had just disappeared, just totally gone out of my bank. And I took one look and I thought, oh my gosh. And I got Lawrence's birthday next week, so there's me with this, so say, what I thought was a lump sum for his birthday has now been taken out on some bill, totally unexpected. Anyway, I've carried on getting ready for work, and then about 7 o'clock Lawrence wakes up. And so I said to Lawrence, I said, you know what, so and so has taken this lump sum, you know, I thought it might have been in installments, they've taken the whole lump sum. And he said, love, let not your heart be troubled. And I thought, oh, here we go. God's really telling me something now. But I was really, really troubled. I was agitated. I was unblessed. And I make my coffee. I get in the van. And I'm driving to work. And I am giving it to God. And I'm saying, God, this isn't right. You know, what do I do about it? You know, I wanted this money for a specific reason and it's gone. And I am unblessed. My heart is troubled. All of a sudden my phone rings and it's Lawrence. And he just gave me such words of wisdom and comfort. He said, I knew you went to work really unblessed. He said, but don't let your heart be troubled, love. You know, I've been teaching over the last few months on faith. He said, and we have to have faith in God. not in our finances, not in respect of people, but give it to God. He said, and it's another bill out of the way. And as he was talking, I remembered when we first got together and we had nothing. And we were so happy. You know, love really conquered all in those early days. And as I'm driving to work, we're talking obviously on a hands-free communication system in my van. And I could just feel this whole weight just being totally lifted from me. So, you know, when we try and sort of live in the world, our hearts will be troubled. If you turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and in verse 1 it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." So it's not that we just believe in God, but we believe in that Christ in us. Because, see, Christ is that mediator between us and God. And so it's very important that we keep in communication with God, but that we go through Jesus Christ. It's Christ in us, the hope and glory. See, we don't neglect Jesus Christ. So I was thinking about how Jesus Christ must have walked this earth and the times he must have been troubled. And that he went to his Father, and God settled his heart. And as the more I thought on the way that Jesus Christ lived, you know, he was a man without sin, but he must have had times of trouble. So how did he live his life having troubles but without sinning? Because he had faith that God would always, always intercede for him. It says in verse 1, that word troubled is terasoed, and it means that you get agitated, or you have some kind of uncertainty in your life, or your emotions get so stirred up that it troubles you. And that's what he's saying. He don't want you to be troubled. If you believe in God, you also believe in Jesus Christ, and that Christ in you will overcome. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. If you flip over the page to 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And I started to panic. I started to be very afraid this morning, thinking, well, it's his birthday, I can't not get him a little present, you know, this money I'd put aside, you know, part of it was going to pay some bills and get some food, and it's gone, all of it's gone. But even though I had the thoughts and I was troubled, it didn't get to the part where I sinned and I started to think evil. I was very agitated, I was very upset, but see, God worked in Lawrence to ring me, to intercede in my emotions, to build me up and comfort me, to keep me on the word. And that's what we are. We're a family of God, so we encourage one another, like with the teachings. These teachings are there to encourage us, to give us confidence, so that we can have, you know, that we are sure in ourselves, that we're prideful of ourselves, that we are a child of God, you know, and that we're very valuable, that we shouldn't let people trouble us. You know, God doesn't want us troubled. And the opposite to trouble is peace. Peace brings quietness and it brings a rest to our souls. Whereas trouble takes away our rest, it takes away our peace. Lawrence has been sharing over the last few months on faith, and when we walk in faith, we're trusting God and we won't be troubled. If you turn to Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12, and in verse 15 it says, "Looking diligently lest any man fall of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. So I want to go through this a bit because it's important that we fully understand. It says, looking diligently. That word diligently is to be aware or to oversee or to take the oversight thereof. So, looking to oversee, in other words, looking to be aware, lest any man, and that's any man, woman or child, fall, in other words, fall short, be destitute, to have a lack, to suffer need, to be in want. And I really thought I was in want this morning. I thought I was having a big need of finances to make sure that things were taken care of. And to me, I had lack. You know, I'd worked hard all month and now I'm short. So that word full, the lack, to suffer need, to be in want of the grace of God. And the grace of God is a divine influence on our heart. It's acceptable. It's a benefit. It's a favor. It's a gift from God. It's a joy. It's a liberality. It's a pleasure. Grace is all those things wrapped into one. Lest any root of bitterness. Bitterness is like a lack of sweetness. It can also be an anger. And a disappointment, it being treated unfairly. Bitterness can be a resentment. So we don't let any of these things take a hold. So we don't let anger and disappointment take a hold. We don't, if we're being treated unfairly or we have a resentment, we don't let that take a hold. That word springing up is to swell up or to grow up inside you. So that bitterness, that lack of sweetness, that anger and disappointment is just overwhelming you. No, we don't let it get to that point. Springing up to trouble you. The trouble here is to annoy you. In other words, to upset you. So that you're not focused on God. You're not focused on the grace in which you stand. But you're letting that trouble overtake you. And thereby many be defiled. And that word defiled is to be tainted or contaminated. And you find people that are contaminated with bitterness, which is like a resentment, it becomes infectious. Because they're gossips, usually. And then they start to spill the beans to someone else, and that contaminates that other person, and then that other person contaminates someone else. When really we should be contaminating one another with the word of God and with that grace of God in which we stand. We shouldn't let the root of bitterness spring up in us, thereby we get defiled. We really need to take a stand and remember who we are in Christ and that we are very precious. And God doesn't want us to be a part of this world, right? We may live in it, but we don't have to be a part of it. You know, we have our own God in Christ in us world. And that's where we take a stand, and that's where we are then set apart from this world. That people get to see you as if they were looking at Christ. And you know, sometimes you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror and you think, oh, it's only me. But you have to see behind those eyes that it's not just you. You are a representative for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have bitterness, if you're troubled and you're agitated, you are not going to be your best for God that day. So we'll read that once more because I think it's a beautiful. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springs up, troubles you, thereby many be defiled. If you turn to Proverbs, and you all know this one, Proverbs 3, and it says, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I want to go on. In verse 7 it says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. See, I was very close to evil this morning because I'd gone off to work troubled, even though I hadn't contaminated anyone because I'm in the van on my own. But I was really, you know, really, really troubled when I left here. And I can't be wise in my own eyes. You know, there's no worldly wisdom that can sort of rationalise what was going on in my heart and mind. But for Lawrence to be awake at 7, to be on the ball as soon as I open my mouth, I can chat, and Lawrence's like, shut up, leave me alone for a couple of hours. He don't do mornings, whereas I don't do late evenings, and Lawrence wants to chat at late evenings. But he was there, he gave me answers straight away, and it was of edification. It built me up, it gave me the confidence that my faith is not in our finances, but my faith is in God, and it always has been. You know, we have great faith. We've seen miracles happen one after the other here in this house and within our family environment. But you know, sometimes when you get tricked out, it's hard to stay focused on the past and all the great things that have happened. But Lawrence brought me back, and you know, when we trust in God, and we also trust our husbands because they are the head of the house and all needs get met through them, along with me being his wife and us praying together. But you know, the buck stops with the head of the house, and if he says everything's going to be okay, then everything's going to be okay. And sometimes it's hard for women to accept that. But, you know, through, I don't know, 30 years of marriage, God has never, ever forsaken us. And where two agree, there is he in the midst, you know. And so when we continue to walk in great faith, not let our hearts be troubled, not lean unto our own understanding, and not to be wise in our own eyes, then we depart from the evil. Then our thoughts don't go out of bounds. It stays actually contaminated in a little portion, whereas you can just send all that up to God in one go. Galatians chapter 6. And I want to read this because... Galatians chapter 6, and in verse 17 it says, from henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. And you know what, this so blessed me, because sometimes it's not actually a man that troubles us. It could be a situation. And obviously God, in all his knowledge and wisdom, gave us the Bible so that we can read, so that we can get edification, so that we can see paths of our lives in this book. And it gives us answers when we're going through times of trouble. And so it says in verse 17, from henceforth, in other words, our remaining time right now, henceforth is like what the time we're going through, our remaining time from this point, let no man or no one trouble me. Wow. Let no man or no one or no situation trouble me. Why? Because I in my body bear the marks or the scars of service or the ownership of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's powerful. You have Christ in you. You are so powerful that you don't let nothing bother you in this world. Nothing. No man, no woman, no child, no situation. Nothing is impossible with God. God can just iron out those creases and give you that peace, that tranquility, settle your heart. So we are not to be troubled. We're going to come up against situations, and sometimes those situations we go through seem to be endless. It could be one situation after another. But that's when faith comes into hand, because the situations we go through may take a day to get sorted, may take a month to get sorted, may take a year to get sorted. But where is your faith as you're going down that path? Over the last sort of year, I've been going through the women's menopause, and oh my gosh, the sweats, it keeps you awake at night, it drains you, the most horrible thing. Even a man can't understand it. A man really couldn't understand. But you women out there that have gone through the menopause, my hands up to you, ladies. It is a tough time for us women. And you know, there's loads of things out there on the market, your HRT and everything else, and that's good if that's what you need. But I really did pray to God that I didn't need that, and that I was going to really, you know, focus on God. And it's been a struggle, but I'm holding on in there, because I know that God will oversee me through this time of turmoil. You know, and we can always have faith that it doesn't have to be so bad. You know, women, some women can't even get up in the morning. So some women don't go to work. Some women don't leave the house. You know, and I'm holding down my job and I'm keeping up the family and I'm still plodding on through, just praying for that day when it just stops. And I know that God's going to bring that sooner than later, because that's where my faith is. And so, you know, situations that we go through don't always have to be what the world says they are. You know, we go to the Word to see what the Word is. And so I'm not to let my heart be troubled over the hormones. And I have a very understanding husband, so I share with him and tell him how I feel. And he does laugh at me at times, but that's okay, that's just his nature. But I know deep down that he loves me and he understands. And, you know, having a godly man to actually share your life with is a great help. And I thank you for that, especially this morning, darling. I really needed that. Anyway, before I start breaking out in tears, these hormones, 2 Thessalonians. Yes, 2 Thessalonians. And we are in 1:6, chapter 1, verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And this really blessed me. And again, I'm going to break it down. Seeing, or that word, or it could be though it is. Seeing could be the word though. Though it is a righteous thing. In other words, it's an implication. It's holy. It's just with God. So, you know, having that righteous thing, which God, when we know who God is, to recompense. That word recompense is that God will render or repay the tribulation that we go through, the anguish, the burden, the persecution, the trouble, the affliction. That word recompense can be any of those. So we can read it like this. Though it is a righteous, an implication, thing with God, to the anguish or the burden or the persecution of the tribulation, of the trouble, that we go through, that God will actually render or repay them that trouble you. You don't have to take anything on board. God will sort it. God will make them pay. See, we can go through life and we can stir up that bitterness and, well, I'm not talking to that person again because they done this to me and they done that to me, and, well, I'm not having it. No, you don't need to do that. Because God will make them pay. God will bring it upon them. See? You are the elite. What God sees in you is so priceless. He's not going to let anybody harm us. He's not going to let anybody trouble us. But we just have to be strong enough to stand on what the Word says and let God take care of it. And that's the hardest thing to do when you're going through a hard time. It's the hardest thing to do. But we have to remember that God is on our side. He's our judge. And He will truly, truly render or repay anyone that puts a burden on you, that afflicts you, that persecutes you, that troubles you. They will pay. God said it. I didn't. God said it here in His Word. So if somebody troubles you and makes you suffer, you don't have to worry, because God will take care of them. God will repay to them what they were trying to do to you. All He wants you to do is to stay focused on Him. And the biggest key is to walk in love. We don't judge. I know I always say this when I teach. We don't judge one another. We don't talk about one another. Because then we get tainted. We get contaminated. We get bitter. And then all the hurt comes upon us. And God doesn't want that. He wants us to have peace. He wants us to have quietness. He wants us to have rest. And He'll take care of anyone that tries to hurt His kids in any kind of way. And I'll finish off in 1 Timothy. And in chapter 6. And in verse 17 it says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. See, this morning, the money in my bank was my riches. And I was trusting in it. And it disappeared in a blink of an eye. So it says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. See, we do not have to focus on what is in our banks, what we've got, what we haven't got, because we have all the riches that we could ever want. And to finish off, I want to say my riches are in my husband, and the way that he blessed me this morning and just encouraged me and kept me focused on the Word. And also to God for giving me this on Monday. My heart wasn't that troubled on Monday, but it was today when I woke up. So God knows well in advance, you know, sometimes the things that we go through. He knows how we are going to react to situations, and He always puts a safety net. And He catches us before we fall. So that's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
That was really great, Kim. Thanks for the great encouragement. And I need not say any more to that, but amen. Bless your heart.